Intervju Radija Študent.
Toby Driver. V naslednjih minutah bomo prisluhnili pogovoru s Tobyjem Driverjem in Nikom Hudsonom, ki smo ga zaradi težav benda na mađarsko-slovenski meji posneli včeraj zvečer, izven predvidenega termina. Še vedno pa se je ta zanimiv pogovor odvil pred včerajšnjim koncertom v Menzi pri Koritu, kjer je nastopil Toby Driver s svojim trijem, v katerem igra še bobnar Keith Abrams iz matičnih KO Doubt, ter Nick Hudson, ki je včeraj otvoril večer solo recitalom. O trenutnem projektu novi plašči KO Doubt, obupni finančni realnosti in še čem.
Hello, Toby, and hello, Nick.
Hello.
It's
hello.
Really great to have you here. This interview is after the concert, though we speak before, because you had some traveling problems.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Some problems on the border. Maybe you just want to explain shortly, and then we'll talk about the tour and stuff.
No, they just messed with us.
Yeah.
Same thing happened last time I came into Slovenia also.
Okay.
The border, they made us wait there for hours for no reason, so.
Yeah,
that's just how it is here, I guess.
It happens. Maybe it's the sign of the times, disgraceful. But yes, you're on a tour with your solo project.
Yeah.
And it's called Ballads, from what
well,
I guess.
Not really.
I mean, it's under your name, but
it's under my name, and I'm playing ballads.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have a name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So so tonight you're gonna be performing at Menza, and Nick will be also opening with a solo set. So maybe Toby, I would like to ask you if you maybe could present this current project. I mean, how it came about, this trio.
Okay. I started doing this a couple of years ago. No, yeah, it was maybe a year and a half ago, because a friend of mine had asked me to play a solo show, and I didn't have any material.
Okay.
Because I always play with bands, and so I came up with a couple basic songs and played it at the show. People ended up liking it. They asked me to do another one, and I ended up doing a few shows like this. And a lot of my friends were telling me that it was really great, and that I should pursue it. So I decided to, you know, to write enough songs to have a record, and then record it, and then the tour came about because I'm just in this period right now where I'm right in between some things, and I had the time available, and nothing really happening at home. We finished a KO Doubt album in January. It's going to come out in May, so so between now and the time it comes out, it's really just waiting. So I figured I could tour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you ask also your friend Kit from KO Doubt to play the drums. And,
that's right.
And Nick also on organ. And but there's I hear there's a connection to KO Doubt material, definitely. You know.
Well, like I said to you a minute ago, I've been playing an old KO Doubt song on this tour. Anytime there's a piano available, so I play the song Gamma Knife.
Yeah.
But other than that, no, there's not really any. Well, I guess the other connection would be that Keith plays drums on it, and Jason Byron writes lyrics for some of it, just like with KO Doubt, I guess.
But I was also thinking maybe recently moving in a more like, you always had this avant-garde gothic type of stuff, and I think it expressed itself differently, maybe on Coyote in one way, and lately maybe more like ballad stuff, even on Coffins on EO.
Yeah.
And is this like a way to focus this aspect maybe in this trio?
Yeah, on all the other KO Doubt albums, there is usually a ballad.
Yeah.
And so this is more like an entire album of those types of things.
Yeah. And is it, you were mentioning lyrics, and Jason Byron also writes some, and some of are yours?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and how is it thematically, maybe? Is it connected to the Last Chaodot album? Maybe?
No, the Last Chaodot album was more kind of sci-fi narrative concepts, and these songs are more like emotional, personal experiences.
Okay.
They're like kind of intimate communications.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're also talking about a record, so this is going to come out as a record?
Yeah, I finished recording it a few weeks ago, and it's going to come out in September.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, on the Flenser.
And this is interesting because I've been telling you, we've been playing your music through years, you know, like Chaodot and also some Tartar Lamp and stuff. And I think the last thing we had on this radio concerning you, we have a special show when we present like specifically interesting records or records that are strange and interesting. And we did your first record under your name, The Library Loft.
Oh, right. Thank you. That's cool.
We did a kind of analysis and track per track stuff. So, and I remember it's under your name, but it's actually like current, the Chaodot of that time.
It was a lot of the band members played on that record. Yeah.
And now you have another record coming under your name, but different stuff.
Oh yeah, it's just ballads. Yeah,
it's just ballads. So how do you see this period of years? How it's
the 10-year period?
Yeah. I mean, just like coming again out like under your name and doing stuff. How do you feel about it?
Actually, I didn't want to call it my name. I wanted to call it something else.
Okay.
The label kind of advised me to call it my own name. Which is actually exactly the same thing that happened last time too. That I wouldn't have called it Toby Driver. And then the label told me that I should. So,
okay.
Anyway, so they're probably right about that, but I don't know. I feel like I have I think a lot of the time when people hear about what I'm doing, they have some baggage. They think that it's going to sound a certain way. They judge it before they even ever hear it. So I was thinking if I just call it something else and not really let people know that it's related to me, they would judge it differently. And I wanted to experiment with that and see if that would work. And anyway, I didn't get the chance to do that this time, but maybe some other time.
But do you feel the need to separate, like also you have the Tartar Lamp project, which is still like your composition, but under a name, and Chaodot, and there's some other stuff you've been doing, like the Ichneumonide, the stuff, which is, I feel it's a bit near to the first Tartar Lamp record.
A little bit.
And I would like to ask you if you could, I know it's now you play like this ballad material, it's different, but maybe could you elaborate maybe on some connections? What's different? What's similar? I mean, it's all you writing, right?
So yeah.
A different approach, maybe.
It's different because I feel like this songwriting was pretty immediate and quick. I would start to write a song and I would be finished with it within a couple days. Very different from when I work with a Chaodot composition or a more serious composition. You know, those pieces take me a long time to create because they're so elaborate, and in this case the music is not really super elaborate, it's just pretty straightforward. So the songs are immediate, they come together quickly, and then a lot of the fun part, my enjoyment comes from being able to play guitar in that way and be able to hear the instrument without being covered up by a lot of other instruments. So it's very naked, and I never really have had the chance to really express myself as a guitarist that way before.
Yeah.
And so I'm really enjoying that this time.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think also it's interesting hearing you play this kind of thing after you've done all this other stuff. Maybe it has a different energy, a different tension.
Yeah, it should because, as well,
It does for me, I mean, for as a listener, because I've been listening to your other stuff, and there's a kind of unspoken tension now with these ballads, which are so simple and laid back, and I think it's...
like you said, it's not really laid back, is it? Yeah, it's more like on the edge.
Yeah, it's heavy.
It's heavy, but it's... it's quiet and it's slow and it's but it's depressing. I think it should be. You know, the entire concert is going to be slow. Everybody should just take a bunch of painkillers and lie down.
Yeah, we'll get the chance to hear this tonight. And maybe this is the time. Maybe we can ask Nick. How did you two meet? Did you collaborate before? Or?
It was about 5 years ago. Admired Toby's music. We hooked up via Facebook, and Coyote were looking for, during the Coyote tour, a show in Brighton, which I then organised. And I think the croissants sealed it, didn't they? And so we ended up becoming friends and stayed in touch. Toby appeared on my album Letters of the Dead, which came out about three years ago, on Antithetic, as did Greg from Bald and the Well, and K-Dot, and Tim Burns did as well. And then, as part of Toby's residency at The Stone last August, he kindly asked if I would come over and participate in a sort of trio collaboration. And during that week, this sort of idea was hatched. So, yeah. And here we are, day eight.
So now you're touring, day eight. And how many days is it?
It's like 60.
60 days.
Something like that, yeah.
It's a bit longer than K-Dot tours, I guess, in Europe.
Yeah, it's longer because with a band, you know, you just have to take into account everybody's availability and schedules. And when it's not really a band, it's just a couple of people who have nothing else to do. It's, you can just say, okay, let's just keep going.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's nothing to come home to.
Helps that we're both kind of homeless as well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It must be extreme in its own way, like traveling a lot.
Yeah, of course.
Because I remember you telling that it was, I mean, you've been doing stuff for a lot of years, but I often hear it's still like a financial, really difficult.
It's terrible.
So how is it currently?
Terrible.
Terrible, yeah?
Yeah.
I want you to tell it, you know, how it is, you know.
Oh, are you serious?
No, because I remember also as a, you know, when you were crowdfunding for Gamma Knife and stuff, and because I'm also a musician, I'm interested in hearing it. Like, it's,
well, look, I mean we have nothing. Yeah. I have no home right now. I'm on tour. I have nothing to go back to. I live in the van.
Yeah.
We don't even have a return ticket home yet because we couldn't afford it. So, it's like that. And, all we get out here is, we go from city to city and people will occasionally give us things. They'll give us food. They'll give us, a cool experience. They'll give us a place to stay. They'll want to hang out and show us around. And that's all we have.
Yeah.
So, it would be really great to be able to come home with some money, but but then when shit happens, like, you know, the border charges us extra money for I don't know what I can say on the radio, but you know what I'm saying. For just complete bullshit.
Yeah, of course.
Then stuff like that kills us.
Mm. Yeah.
But fortunately, like, I have fans that really truly believe in what I do, and it's amazing. Like, my laptop broke recently, and and I put out on Facebook, I was like, my laptop broke. I really need help. I really need to borrow one to finish the record. And somebody just sent me one. Said that I could finish my record. So I get things like that. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. But, as far as cash, you know, I don't have any, of course.
Yes.
Yeah. But I get to travel, which is cool. And, you know, most people don't get to do that.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, you need to make also a lot of compromises when looking for shows. Otherwise you wouldn't be able to make like 60 days and stuff.
Oh yeah, I mean a lot of some of the shows are in someone's apartment.
Oh yeah.
Some of them are. I mean, some of them are in real big venue, but some are in someone's apartment. Sometimes it's usually just based on the pay is just based on ticket sales, just so that you don't get a day off.
Yeah,
so there's no guarantee, but it's better than having a day off usually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you mentioned also the new K-Dot record.
Yeah.
Maybe you just quickly can tell a little bit about that. You just recorded it.
We just finished it, and it's going to be coming out in the Flenser, and I can't really say too much more about it because we haven't even done a press release about it yet.
Okay.
But it's going to come out in the spring.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we can look forward to this.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe look forward to another tour, European with Kevin.
Well, I would like to. Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping when this record comes out, we'll get some interest. People will make offers. We'll be able to do some festivals and then come over here.
Yeah.
Again, except realistically, I feel what's going to happen is that everybody's just going to get really angry at the record.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is an interesting thing about your work because I've heard you through the years talk about how misinterpreted, but misunderstood your band is in a way. And I really feel this aspect because everything you do, and it's like, it's not the way other people do it, you know, and it's
thank you very much.
Yeah, and you're staying true to your artistic vision, but I see you, the way you do things is like, fuck, that's exactly why people can't keep up, in a way, I mean, and it's admirable.
Thank you.
This is what I'm saying. So, because I remember the earlier stuff, people were like, fuck, I was telling, you know, like you have to listen. It's non-metric. It's different. It's composed.
Yeah.
It's not. And also, I see. Maybe do you feel it's a little bit better now? Maybe with the reception.
Yeah, I do.
The last years a bit, maybe.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that has to do with having a cool label also.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it matters a lot because I self-released a couple of records a few years ago, you know, Gamma Knife and Hobardo.
Yeah.
And people liked those records, but we didn't get any attention for it. And then it was as soon as we put out Coffins on Eye, we had the Flenser to kind of back us up. And the Flensers, they're already a cool label and they have a kind of aesthetic. They're a taste-making label, so they have an audience that appreciates what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So so that kind of thing helps us a lot. And they also do PR and they do distribution. So that kind of thing is really useful for us.
Yeah, after so many years of the other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for doing this despite the adverse circumstances.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much.
Have a great gig.
Thanks a lot.
Tobijem Driverjem in Nikom Hudsonom se je pogovarjal Marko Karlovčec.
Intervju Radija Študent.